people have died already. In the riots, people have died. So the debate is not will they die or not, they have started dying.
The head of the Food and Agriculture Organization, Jacques Diouf, referring to food riots that have been reported in Egypt, Cameroon, Côte d'Ivoire, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Indonesia, Madagascar and Haiti in the past month. According to FAO, 37 countries are facing a food crisis this year as a result of sharply rising prices of wheat, corn and rice. The head of the World Food Programme, Josette Sheeran, says the crisis is affecting even those who were not hungry before.
I have called this the new face of hunger because we are seeing many millions of people who were not in the urgent category even 6 months ago being pushed into the urgent category. And we are seeing many people who were already vulnerable being put at great risk for malnutrition, vulnerability that could last a lifetime, especially young children and pregnant mothers and others.
Ms. Sheeran says WFP can buy 40% less food than it could last year with the same money. To make up the shortfall, the agency has asked for an additional $750 million from donors, about two-thirds of which has already been pledged. FAO, for its part, has launched an initiative on soaring food prices in order to help farmers boost production in the coming agricultural seasons.
To be frank, I think we've already lost a lot of time. We launched this initiative on 17 December in the hope that before the planting season, we would have had huge programs undertaken in that framework to allow farmers to get access to what is needed to produce their food.
Josette Sheeran says poor farmers cannot manage to increase production without help, as she saw in Kenya.
I went to the Rift Valley. The non-IDP farmers there, those who were not displaced in the violence, are planting about a third of what they were last year. They cannot afford the inputs. And so while one might think that the logical response to all of this is that farmers would be planting a lot more to take advantage of the high prices, for the truly poor farmers who cannot get access to credit or any kind of support to get the inputs, they're forced to plant less.
Ms. Sheeran says the causes of the current food crisis have been a perfect storm of different factors that have combined to create a silent tsunami. These include rising oil prices, increasingly severe weather, income growth, and trade policy. The high price of fuel, she says, affects all the inputs that go into farming, such as fertilizer and diesel for tractors.
The high price of oil affects us in another way, which is it makes food a more attractive input for industrial uses such as biofuels. And we're seeing everything from maize to cassava to palm oil to oil seeds, wheat being used to produce biofuels globally.
The rising demand for meat from the world's biggest developing economies, China and India, has also added to the demand for grain.
China was one of the largest exporters of maize until a couple years ago and is now an importer. So it's a real different kind of demand on global agricultural systems when diets do change to higher protein, as they typically do, as people prosper more.
And as many countries suffered from floods and droughts that affected agricultural output this year, Dr. Diouf says there was not enough food to meet demand.
The stocks are at their lowest since 1980, and this year they are 5% below the level of last year. We therefore could not count on that to solve the problem.
To discuss how to meet all of these challenges and to ensure that the most vulnerable people in the world have access to an adequate supply of food, the UN food agencies are convening a high-level conference on world food security in Rome in June. Reporting for UN Radio, I'm Bisera Kostova.